Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I've got a really cool story to go over with you. This was sent to me by my good buddy, the uneducated economist. And he was just giving me a heads up that the local newspaper did a story on him. And it was very, very cool, super exciting. So I want to go over this story briefly with you guys to give you hopefully further motivation to go out and start creating content yourself. Because if I can do it, if my good buddy, the uneducated economist, can do it, so can you. And it not only could change your life, but it also could help us get off this road to serfdom and back on a road to freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. You can play a part and do, or you can play a part and play a role in really getting this country back on track, opening up people's eyes and moving the needle and pushing back towards authoritarianism, or really pushing the country back towards free market capitalism, whatever your niche is. But let's dive into the story. This is really fun stuff. And when I read this, I just had the biggest grin on my face. And man, I'm just, I could not be more happy or more proud for my good buddy, because Simon is just such a kind of simple blue collar guy. And to see him get recognition like this, you can't help but smile. And it really gives you kind of the warm fuzzies. So let's get into it here. And the uneducated economist, his name is actually Simon Caron here, just FYI. So in the local paper, which is The Astorian, and this is in Astoria, Oregon, someplace I've been many, many times. Everyday people, Napa, I guess this is maybe a neighborhood or something in Astoria. Man finds success on YouTube. Caron tries to decipher macroeconomics. And there he is right there himself, the uneducated economist. And Simon was nice enough to come speak at Rebel Capitalist Live. And he was absolutely awesome. Knocked the cover right off the ball. Everyone really loved the presentation and also loved meeting him at the cocktail parties and whatnot. So let's dive into this here. Sitting behind the wheel of his car, a pair of blue fuzzy dice hanging from the rear view mirror, Simon Caron delivers his daily talks on macroeconomics. Caron works in retail sales at an Astoria lumberyard and has no formal education in economics. That makes two of us. What started as trying to understand financial collapse that led to the Great Recession in 2007 became a hobby. It's now grown into an obsession. Since launching his channel, he now has 84,000 subscribers. And he says he certainly did not expect the videos to change his life. He says, I was really just looking for a place to pour my thoughts out and maybe keep track of them like a journal or something like that. As he talked more about lumber building supply, he got the attention of real estate agents, contractors, and others within the industry. So this is what I'd say, guys, just follow your passion. And, you know, regardless of what niche that is, assuming it's in freedom, liberty, or free market capitalism, or maybe it's macroeconomics or something else, because there's going to be a group of people out of the 2 billion that are on YouTube. Or maybe you're doing a blog, or maybe you're doing a podcast, but there's going to be a group of people that want to hear what you have to say. And they're interested in your area of expertise. Even if you're not at the expert level yet, the path to get there is still very interesting for people to be a part of and for people to follow. You're kind of talking about the journey. That's how you're creating content, even if you're not at that expert level. And I would be a good example of that as well. I mean, when I first did the YouTube back in 2018, I had, compared to most people, I was an expert, but not compared to, you know, any of the people on FinTwit or anything like that by any stretch. But I've learned a lot over the last 2 years, and a lot's an understatement. But now I would, I don't know if I consider myself an expert. I hate to go that far, but I definitely consider myself knowledgeable to continue to try to help others from a standpoint of informing them, educating them, hopefully occasionally entertaining them about macroeconomics in this crazy world around us, whether it's on the Rebel Capitalist channel or on the whiteboard videos. But let's get back here to the story. So his audience continued to grow slowly until he came across, I don't know if his audience was growing slowly. I don't know about that. Until he came across another economics YouTuber, yours truly. Karen said he formed a relationship with Gammon after recommending his channel to his subscribers. Yeah, and Simon was nice enough to do this when I had about 200 subs. And I remember Simon had about 5,000. So when Simon gave me that shout out, man, I thought that was just epic. I could not believe that someone with 5,000 subscribers on YouTube would actually give me a shout out. I was just so grateful for that. While Gammon's channel was new at the time, it grew to an audience of 342,000 subscribers. And after Gammon had Karen on his show, Karen's subscribers soared. Well, I don't want to take all the credit there, because Simon's channel was really growing and maybe I got him to grow a little more, but he would have got there regardless, or with or without my help. He's there because he's an incredibly bright guy and he creates amazing content. So then Karen was stunned to find himself on stage at economics conference hosted by Gammon in Houston, Texas, earlier this month. He was invited to speak along with others, including Ron Paul, a former Republican congressman and presidential candidate from Texas who has libertarian views, and Robert Kiyosaki, an author of popular personal finance books. So I'll keep going here, then give my thoughts at the end. Karen said he had been following some of the speakers years before starting his channel. Yeah, just like me. I'm like, how the world did I end up here? Oh, that's great, isn't it?
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
So it says that Simon graduated from high school there locally in 1995, spent much of his career working at the local lumber yard, which just gives him incredible insight into the cost of the housing market. So then he ran into some trouble there in 2009. Wife was pregnant. He didn't really think the financial collapse would affect him, but I guess it did. His home later fell into foreclosure and he found himself, when he started earning. Okay, so let me back up here. Financial stress continued to haunt him for years, but he sought to learn about the sources of economic struggles he shared with so many others. So this is just detailing the journey that you go on, and that can really have even more benefits for people than just listening to a quote-unquote expert. When he started earning money off advertising for revenue from YouTube videos, he was finally able to pay off his debts. So Simon, if you're watching, bravo, buddy. Bravo. Good for you, man. Just as he found himself in the position where money was not an issue, he was notified last year that he had to move out of his house. The problems never end. I always say, in order to reduce the amount of problems you have in life, you just have to adjust what you consider to be a problem. I've said this for the last decade, and this is what I learned. One of the main things I learned from being an entrepreneur, because I was dirt poor. I've been super, super rich and everything in between. And I noticed that even when I was super rich, I still had the same amount of problems. More money, more problems. But the problems just changed. So I came to the conclusion that if I want to reduce the amount of problems I have in my life, it's not going to come by making more money. It's just going to come by reducing the things that I consider to be a problem in the first place. So then, of course, with increasing home prices on the North Coast, buying seemed to be unattainable, but Karen could not find another rental for his family that would accept his dog. He thought about leaving the area, but managed to buy a home in Napa late last year. And Karen credits the success of his YouTube channel to giving him the resources to buy that house. He says, it's like my whole life has changed. Very, very cool story, isn't it? And again, the main takeaway here is I want you guys to realize that if Simon can do it, if I can do it, you can do it as well. Maybe your thing isn't video with YouTube, but you can do a blog, you could do a podcast, whatever form of media you feel most comfortable with. Just don't hesitate. The time to take action is now. I mean, you can imagine if Simon never would have started his YouTube channel. And go back to Simon's channel at the very beginning. I guarantee you his videos were terrible. And I'm not saying that to be mean. Everybody's videos are terrible. Go back to my channel and look at them when I first started. My videos are terrible. It's just the maturation process. That's natural. And you just have to ignore it, be okay with it, and just realize that the only way to get better is not to sit there and try to figure out this detailed game plan for the next 5 years. You get the paralysis of analysis. The only way to get better is to get out there and do it. And what you'll find is you'll look back a year, two, 3 years later, and you'll be glad that you got off the couch and punched fear in the face and started that YouTube channel, that podcast, or that blog. So as you guys know, I'm kind of on a mission to help a lot of people start their own content, because I think that's the way that I can really, or that's another way that I can really help move the needle as far as opening up the world's eyes as to why freedom is so important, and why liberty, the individual sovereignty, and then free market capitalism is so crucial to building the world that we want to have exist for our children and our grandchildren. And I can only produce so much content. So I really want to encourage you guys to do the same. So as a community of like-minded individuals, as a community of rebel capitalists, that all of us can continue to create more and more and more content, reach more and more people. And that's how, as a group, we change the world. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.